Hi, kids. Look at some delicious magic.
With the crazy sounds.
With a light touch of satire.
I'm busy getting ready to bring you girls and boys.
The most outrageous new comedy of the year.
It stinks.
So do I.
You'd better come round to Piglet's house and try some of his
strange cuisine.
Made from seaweed.
Two recipes are given on the inside cover of your Canon Bible Program album.
They're both
pretty fucked up.
Anyway, if a stranger calls, I offer to
whip out my dick and jerk off.
That was very polite.
And if I need to, I'll call you, my contact person, or the police.
That's right. And if there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to
play it by ear.
Announcing the guest.
That'll take your breath away.
Breathe deeply. Just let them drop. Let go. Still more. Still more. Still more.
In case the toilet overflows.
You should be punished.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Oh! 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 Ooh, my ass!
Another emergency is when you smell gas. Of course, the first thing you should do is open all the windows and all the doors, and then leave the house.
Stark naked.
We gotta find Carol. Where's Carol? Where the fuck is Carol?
Hi, I'm Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
Vice President in charge of reporting a strange smell.
And you tell them you smell gas.
No wonder they're all holding their noses.
Say, I wonder what's the matter with him anyway.
Oh, well, for now, just shit on the floor.
Good idea, honey. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
That shit makes me want to vomit.
Well, I, for one, am glad to put up with it.
Let's just take a moment to review what we've been discussing.
The subject of incest
can be fun and profitable.
Love your children, do for them all you can.
And they will eventually die.
Not too bad.
I think some of these other parents have the right idea. Kick the kid in the ass at 18, get him out of the friggin' home.
But there always seems to be another slimy character ready to take his place.
Hi, Billy Mays here.
Get the fuck out my house.
He is shot repeatedly, even though he is unarmed.
Did they know who would do such a terrible thing?
Hello, I'm Margie Fincham.
Tape up her arms.
The risk of becoming a hostage
is the moment I've been waiting for.
As her body is poked and prodded for clues, the suspect is captured and praised for
baggy pants and 50 midgets jumping out of a car.
Or public frying pans.
That's exactly what you get.
This month you can go to McDonald's
and erupt into a wild sexual free-for-all.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
In the disarray of sexual activity,
anyone can do it. I can
tell you where McDonald's is.
Down, 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 under the ground.
Where the skin sweats a lot.
Maybe the way you really do it is the way you like it.
Think about it. Over a juicy flame broil.
Octopus.
No thanks.
We do it like you do it when we do it like we do it at Burger King.
Hey, let's get something to drink.
More booze. More bullshit. More butt fucking.
And that's what I strove for every day of my life.
Guaranteed to delight you or your money back.
Drugs and alcohol are everywhere.
It sure is.
I got a snake, man.
Hey, calls it a penis.
You have the biggest dick I've ever seen.
All right, well, thank you for that comment.
Now, don't judge by size alone, and don't get duped.
It doesn't always have to be this big, but it does have to be this good.
They also shave their balls.
You probably will have two balls in your left hand.
I fucking do.
And they're great for work or play.
Often he will do this until the penis spurts out the milky white fluid called semen.
Here's to the men who can make it fly.
Don't do it in the cranberry sauce.
And when it comes to potty training, be prepared to hear plenty of
loud noises.
That sounds great.
And all the guys were using me as their toilet.
Which is, of course, real nice for me.
Oscar, what are you doing?
Oh, gee whiz, I'm just laying around jacking it.
Eager to whack it, the kingdom come. Your hand quivering, your teeth clenched, your eyes staring, your brow wrinkled.
Yes, yep.
Then I suggest
trying to get him off.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Really fucked up.
What the hell does that mean?
We have intentionally
pissed over the opening of the vagina.
Its insides are all melted down.
She had green pubic hair and dirty legs.
But I started freaking out, man. I just couldn't take it anymore.
You can just imagine how scared those Israelites were.
This terrified the woodchopper.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
I was threatened by a Christian.
Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I've
often abused and tortured
Johnny Mathis.
At church, for example.
And so should you.
I'd rather have Jesus than
the California Skunk Train.
Guess what I have?
Nothing at all!
So, we'd love to have your ideas and your thoughts. Please leave a comment. What would you call this?
This is fucking bullshit!
Okay, that was good.
And for me, that was like a total dream coming true.
Nobody survived this particular stunt show.
That's all she wrote!